Federal employees in D.C. and Baltimore got an extra day off this week after a snowstorm swept through the area. The storm dropped anywhere from 3 inches of snow in some places to 7 inches in other spots. Not exactly a blizzard. Still, it led to a closure of federal buildings and at least one disgusted congressman. I was about to say disgruntled. Maybe that's right, too. Web manager Julia Ziegler joined me with a storm review and to share some of your comments.
OPM made the call around 9:30 p.m. on Monday night that it was going to close government agencies in D.C. on Tuesday. Now, at 9:30 p.m. on Monday night, let's go back. Let's rewind the clock here. It had been snowing for about several hours at that point, and it was expected to continue through the morning rush hour. So about 30 minutes later, after OPM makes the call, Congressman Jason Chaffetz, Republican out of Utah, the new chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, tweeted this, quote, "Wimps, snowing in D.C. and they closed the government. Imagine if the rest of the country closed when it snowed."
Well, there's a couple of points here, Congressman Chaffetz. First of all, a lot of the country does close.
That's right.
When it snows. And secondly, the government isn't closed. Only the offices are closed. The government is active beneath the surface. It's like when you wear clothes, is your body no longer there? I mean, what happens underneath the surface is the reality of life.
Very.
And so it is for the federal government.
Very true. And as you can imagine, this tweet caused a bit of a firestorm. So Mr. Chaffetz himself got about 111 retweets as of our latest count and about 118 favorites on Twitter. And then when you take to our Facebook page, what we did is we went on Facebook and posted his tweet there. And you can only imagine all of the different kinds of comments we received based on Mr. Chaffetz's tweet.
A different kind of avalanche than came down from the skies.
That's right.
So was it a public shaming or was it more or less, yeah, you're right. You know, we are women.
So it depends on where you look. On our Facebook page, on the Federal News Radio Facebook page, and that's facebook.com/Federal News Radio for those of us who would like to follow us on Facebook. Overwhelmingly, the comments were not in favor of Mr. Chaffetz's comment. However, on Mr. Chaffetz's own Twitter account, a lot of the replies he got were in favor of his comment, and I wanted to share some of both of them. So on his Twitter account, Jason Whitman wrote, "I drive 200 miles in the snow here in Wyoming today. Takes about 3 feet before they cancel school."
Well, you know, he's right. And, you know, I lived in rural New Hampshire at one time for only about 18 months, but for 2 winters worth. And it snows and there's a foot, 2 feet, 18 inches, but you're driving down a straight road and there's no metro. There's no rush hour traffic. There was no traffic light between the two towns that I traversed back and forth between. That's very different than the Beltway.
Absolutely. It's also very different from the main roads to the back roads. As we know here in the city, you know, when you know, some of the streets in D.C. are very tight. So not only do you have the plow trucks that need to get through these very tight roads and then they have to maneuver around all the cars that are parked there and all of those things. So all of that comes into play.
And by the way, I would point out the population of Wyoming is less than 600,000. So there's fewer people in the entire state, and that's one of those great big square ones, than right. There are in the District of Columbia alone, let alone Fairfax, Prince George's, Montgomery, Arlington counties.
And those states are much more prepared to handle snow on a daily basis.
Love Wyoming, but it's not quite a great comparison. Okay, we'll leave Wyoming alone. Go ahead.
So Thomas Burr had this to say in response to Mr. Chaffetz's tweet. He says, "Do I smell an oversight hearing? Subject, who closes the government more, Democrats or snow?"
Ooh.
And Harriet Baldwin wrote, "I actually love it when government is closed. It was closed for the last 4 days. The founders didn't want big government."
Interesting. So yeah. You can't say that everyone associated with the federal government is of one political persuasion or the other.
Very true. So now, and another comment, you know, we talked about, did OPM make the right call or not? Something that was also some stats I pulled from 4 p.m. Monday to 12 p.m. Tuesday, Virginia State Police alone responded to over 1,000 traffic crashes and another 1,000 disabled vehicles. And the other thing to point out is that for the government, when so many people use mass transit, if Metro decides to close, and on Monday night, Metro did suspend all bus service, and it went down from regular service to the trains being on a Saturday schedule. Now all of a sudden, you know, people can't get to work even if they want to, or if they need to get to work, they're going to have to drive. So now it's a question of safety versus getting to work. And, you know, does OPM want to be in the business of making that call?
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's web manager, Julia Ziegler. And that's really the point. It's not that people are afraid of snow or the cold. It's that you can't get from point A to B, even if you want to.
Right.
When I used to commute from, you know, Rockville to downtown D.C., right near Union Station, if the MARC trains, I used to call it the Soviet train system because that's about how reliable it was. And if that didn't run, then you would have to drive or take the metro. And sometimes the metro is no better off than the MARC train. And if you drive, all you do is sit in traffic for 3 hours in the slop. Right. And so really, maybe there's greater productivity when people don't try to get to work.
Absolutely.
In the snow.
And another thing about Metro, Mike Stiniford wrote this on our Facebook page. He wrote, it's 2 days later and Metro has had hellacious problems again this morning. He was talking about yesterday morning, Thursday morning. Lots of federal workers were standing on windswept platforms waiting for trains that were badly delayed. Most of us don't have staffers who can drive us to work. And I actually had a friend of mine as well who I was texting with this morning, and he said same thing. He was late getting into work at DHS, or he was delayed getting into work at DHS because of the trains running terribly behind schedule.
Well, I was looking, too, at the Boston Globe site this morning, and they've had 8 feet of snow, this month up there. But their trains haven't even moved out of the stations, and they're just piled up everywhere because old equipment and switches that freeze, and the third rail gets buried and covered with ice, and the trains slip. I mean, it's really, you know, even though there's been railroading for 150 years, there's a few problems I haven't solved yet for the things that run on rails.
Very true. So a few other we had some more sarcastic comments. We also had some thoughtful comments, too. Thomas Foreman wrote on our Facebook page, quote, he clearly does not understand the process OPM follows to reach the decision. Congressman, if you want to become knowledgeable about all of the factors that have to be considered, try calling OPM and ask for Dean Hunter. He can walk you through the literally hundreds of data points that they have to track in order to provide the OPM director the best advice. This has nothing to do with who is a wimp or not, and you should apologize to all the men and women of OPM who have to make this call based upon the best available evidence.
I'd second that motion.
I would, too. I think it's a hard call. You know, Mike Causey, our senior correspondent, talks about this a lot. And, you know, his point is it's the worst job to have. You know, that job, having to make the decision on whether or not the government is open or closed. And as you said, offices are open or closed, whether it's a 2-hour delay, whether folks can take unscheduled leave or telework. It's pretty much a lose-lose situation. I'm not sure if you're ever going to please everyone when you make that decision.
I think you're right about that. And I think probably OPM did make the smart call. I mean, they get in trouble if they don't make the call and then nobody can get there because of the jammed up roads and trains and subways. And if they do make the call, then they get called wimps. So it is a lose-lose situation.
Mm-hmm. And Jessica Haritos wrote, OPM did make the right call. A lot of roads, including the primary roads, were not treated early enough to allow for a safe commute. If the government remained open, those who do not have the leave to take would have had to choose between their safety or possibly a day without pay. Not everyone has the option to telework or take leave. Keeping the government closed allowed for less people to be on the roads, which meant the DOT, the Department of Transportation, could plow and treat them. And I got to tell you, Tom, when we were coming in on Tuesday morning, I mean, the back roads were a mess. I was in 4-wheel drive, you know, the entire time. There's no way that people would have been able to get to work on time in those conditions.
Okay, so you've got some exciting things coming up on the web, including a special series by Emily Kopp.
Yes, so this is part 3 of Emily Kopp's special report, Fixing the SES. I would urge people, if you haven't read part 1 and 2, to definitely go back and do that. In Fixing the SES, she's really breaking down all of the issues that are going on there and all of the problems and potential solutions for fixing the SES. You know, and this time what we're looking at are the biggest challenges that face the SES. And what's really different about this is that Emily is talking to the people on the ground. She's talking to the SESers themselves. And I've read the first draft of her story. And I have to tell you, there are quotes in this story, some things that these people are telling us that I haven't heard people talk about before openly. So I would definitely urge people to check it out, read it, go back and read the results of our exclusive survey as well.